This is the BBC.
The wretched man was about to refer to the highly ignored Goon Show! Please, lad.
Sir?
Leave your toys for a moment, and let's have some words.
Yes, big brother. Ladies and gentlepong, this week the Goons present a science fiction fantasia in a cunning attempt to take the place of the horror comics. This masterpiece of mediocrity is entitled...
Forug!
It was one of those days that follow the night. London was blanketed by a thick, swirling pea-soup fog. All was still as Ned Seagoon put on his hat and coat.
Yes, I decided to go out for a breath of fresh air.
Let him go.
I hadn't realized it was so foggy, but indeed it was so thick that I had to walk in front of myself with a blazing torch.
Oh, I'm not the only one.
As I walked along, a stream of buses and cars followed in my wake. Strange how men recognize a leader. I guided them along when suddenly...
Oh, really, please. No, dear. Stop. Please, really. Stop.
I'd bumped into someone. Are you all right, madam?
You should know.
Madam, perhaps I can direct you somewhere.
I'd better direct you, sir.
Me? You direct me? That's rich. Me, that's rich, that is indeed. Me, that guy's half London. What makes you think I'm lost?
You're in my kitchen.
Impossible. According to my calculations, I've just come up Highgate Hill.
You've just come up 3 flights of steps, mister.
Oh, good heavens. On the 3rd floor. No, it can't be.
This happens every day in London.
Young Ned took a taxi to the foot of the stairs, and 2 hours later he was again in the street.
Curse this fog! It's worse than I first thought.
Enter invisible blue bottle with bronchitis and smog mask round both knees to keep leggy piggies warm. Voila! No audience applause. That is because of the fog. Till I don't... Hey!
Oh!
Hey! I have bumped against a sack full of something soft.
Whoever you are, it's me.
I'm sorry, madam. This fog is thicker than it was before. But it's warmer. Getting it has gone warmer.
Will you take your head out of my pocket?
So that is why it's warmer. Thinks. I must ask Mummy to make me a pocket so I can wear my head in it. Speaks. Pardon me. Can you direct me to the BBC? I'm appearing in the Naughty Coon Show.
Just let me get my bearings, little hairpin legs. Now, BBC. Which way are you facing?
I'm facing the BBC.
Oh, well, straight on.
Thank you, nice invisible human. Disappears into murk and fog singing... Give me some men who are tired. You rotten swan, you. You have directed me into the dreaded water and I cannot see for the fog, so I don't know whether I'm drowning or not. Shouts help, just in case. Help, just in case. Lights match to see if feet are touching the bottom. No, but the legs are. I made a little joke, you.
I don't wish to know that. And with that stinging repartee in my lips, I made my way unerringly to my chambers. First left, straight, and cast this bus. Stop following me, I tell you. I'm going home. I say, driver, stop following me.
I can't help it. You got your braces round the radiator, Cap.
Bless my soul, you're right. I thought it was warm, a hint of me.
We're not allowed to say it behind.
I found it much easier to walk without the bus, and was soon at my front door. My butler let me in, which was strange. I hadn't got one.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I must be in the wrong house.
Good. So long as I'm all right.
It's extraordinary, but I can't find my way, Jack.
Oh. Don't worry, sir. You go home and have a good rest.
Home? That's the trouble. I don't seem to be able to find it.
Good night, sir.
Yes, but I recognize the voice. Good heavens. I must be well out of my way. I live in Brixton. Anybody going to Brixton?
The fog lasted 3 days. And so great was the turmoil it caused, a special sitting was called in Westminster. Some of the members were so begrimed by the fog that the speaker opened the debate with the words,
"Gentlemen, be seated."
Ian, is it not time?
Yeah.
That's something definite was done about this fog? Yes.
And on that conclusive word, the debate was about to end when suddenly a figure, walking in front of himself with a burnt-out torch, emerged from under the front bench.
My name is Ned Segun. Thank you. Thank you. Honorable members, I am an amateur scientist.
What about tea?
Thank you. Thank you very much. As I was wandering about in the fog, I believe I stumbled on a solution to rid London of this annual horror.
Does the honorable member realize that fog is costing us millions a year?
Well, stop buying it then.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Hey, gentlemen!
What about tea?
Gentlemen, as it costs the taxpayer so much, are you prepared to sponsor me in an attempt to rid London of fog?
Bravo.
So Ned Segun, by his own initiative and resource, was given the official title of Fog and Thick Smog Officer. In short, Fatso.
In my little government-sponsored 12-story laboratory, I carried out my theory, which was the heating atomically the belts of cold air rising from Earth radiation. In order to warm the atmosphere, I called my experiment hot air.
I first heard the news of Segun's appointment on December the 3rd. At the time, I was quietly contemplating Admiralty Arch from the top of my 170-foot column. Yes, my name is Nelson.
How can a statue receive news?
By pigeon.
Yeah. Why is the statue of Nelson interested in Ned Segun's fog experiments? And will Ned succeed? Don't forget to order your next installment of Forog, complete with a large color portrait of Big Wall Greenslade and a special musical noise on the fog pipe by Max Geldray. we must apologize to listeners who received their pictures on our Elephant and Castle transmitter for the fact that Max Geldray was blotted out at the end by a bout of thick fog.
I was in my laboratory at the time, and as I looked out of the government-sponsored window, I saw the dirty yellow fog and vowed to abolish it for good and I. Come in!
Good day, sir. Are you Ned Seagoon?
I have that good fortune.
Yeah.
I looked at my visitor. He was dressed in a gray stone naval uniform. He was well over 10 feet, which gave him the appearance of being tall.
You may call me Nelson.
I'm pleased to... Nelson?
Yes, the statue of Horatio Nelson. You don't believe it, do you?
Yes, I mean... Well, I... You see... Apple!
Hello? Oh, hello, Nelson.
Heckles, I've just seen... You can see him, too?
Yeah. I don't blame him for coming down off that column. This would have... You done a good thing.
Heckles! You can't possibly speak to stone. You must be out of your mind.
What's your excuse?
Enough. Now listen to me, Seagoon. Stop experimenting with fog.
I'm trying to get rid of it.
Precisely. But we statues, we must have fog.
Ying dong it lai po.
Fog!
Now, when the weather is really foggy, do you see?
Yes?
It is the only chance we statues have to move around and see the sights.
I see.
Yes.
So really, you want me to forget my fog experiment so that you can go gallivanting at random?
Precisely.
No, I won't do it, I tell you. I won't do it. I won't. I'll clear the fog if it's the last thing I do.
That may very well be so.
Eccles, tell me it was all a dream. It was all a dream, wasn't it?
Oh.
What's that you've got?
This came off Nelson.
It's a stone chip.
You must have been having a stone supper.
Oh. It's not true. It's not true, I tell you. It can't be true. It's not.
Psst. Achilles, dear chap.
Is that you, Nelson?
Who else? Seagoon refuses to drop his fog experiments. Pass it on around.
Verily, I will. That. Help me down.
Sit easy.
Eros. I say, Eros.
Who is that tapping my little stone footy?
I bear the name of Achilles. Now listen.
Yes, I am listening. Can we get down? I've got a date in Piccadilly because I'm meeting Peter Pan.
I have a message. Seagoon is going to do away with fog.
You, the naughty mortal.
Now, with all haste, pass this message on.
I will do this. Steps down off pedestal. Rotten, stinking fountain. I'm always getting wetted. Exits left to pass on the dreaded news. Thinks. It does feel nice to put my leg down for a bit there.
Then the fog gradually started to lift, and the statues hurried back to their pedestals and columns.
All right, lads, it's only me.
And the news being passed round had reached the statue of William Ewart Gladstone.
I must pass this unfortunate news on to Boadicea. Boadicea?
Who is it?
It's me, Bodie. It's Gladstone.
Oh.
I have some bad news for you.
Oh, it's not another student's ride, is it? After that thing they put on my head last year.
No. It's worse than that.
Couldn't be.
Ned Seagoon is going to do away with the fog.
Ah, the naughty man, he's naughty.
Naughty, yes, but if there's no fog, we won't be able to see each other again.
Well, we never see each other in this fog anyway.
Yes, but I'd never be able to come over here and not see you.
Oh, dear Gladstone. Oh,
yes, Bodie Wordy.
Oh, the fog's lifting. Yes. Oh.
You're right. Mercy save us. How am I going to get back?
I could run you around in the old chariot, but...
It's no good. You've got no reflectors on it, Minnie.
You cave, buddy Gladstone. There's a mortal coming. Oh, dear.
Yes, it was me. But I didn't notice anything as I was reading the Radio Times.
How many of you noticed that for the next 3 days, Gladstone was holding the reins in Boadicea's chariot, eh? You must notice these things, you know.
But, Major Bloodlock, it's true, I tell you. I saw Nelson with my own eyes. He came to me at my government-sponsored laboratory. I demand military protection. If all these statues gang up at me, I'm finished.
Now stop stroking me putties and let's get this down in writing. Now then.
My name is Ned Siegel.
Yes, I've got that. Now, did any other responsible person see the statue?
Oh, yeah, I did.
No other responsible person.
You must believe me, Major.
Sit down, lad, and have some more gin.
I've never drunk gin in my life.
Well, sit down and have some more of whatever you had too much of.
You must give me military protection.
Come now. Now, look, supposing I ordered a soldier to watch Nelson to see that he didn't move. I mean, I'd soon get me ticket, wouldn't I, eh?
I'd give you a job as personal bodyguard. £10 a week and all found.
Corporal Gladys?
Yeah?
Put Nelson under close arrest.
2 days later, fog again enveloped the south of England. But this time there was a cordon of Scots guards round the base of Nelson's column. Anyone over 10 feet was challenged.
Nobody noticed Nelson go through on his knees.
Nobody noticed Nelson going through on his knees, did he? Well. Bully for Nelson. I was in my government-sponsored offices at the time. In a few days, my experiment would be tested. Then gone will be fog, and the statues will not be able to harm me. You!
Yes, Neddy. You are determined to go ahead, I see.
Yes, yes, and I've told the War Office about you, so there. And they believe me.
Do they really?
Yes, well, they mean they're protecting me. I'm government-sponsored.
You silly, twisted boy, you.
Yes, quick, Eccles, get his arm.
Okay, I got him.
Yeah. There.
Now, what have you accomplished?
I've had some stone handcuffs specially prepared. And now you're my prisoner. I'm going to take you along to the War Office and prove that you're true. Eccles, open the door. Power!
Okay.
Come on, you wretched stone statue.
Poor, foolish, misguided boy.
I don't want to worry, Neddy, but I can't see who he keeps talking to.
Yesterday, a young government-sponsored scientist was helped down Nelson's column, where he had handcuffed himself to the statue of Nelson. In warning him, the magistrate said there was too much of this sort of thing going on. However, as this was Seagoon's first offense, he was sentenced to 3 minutes of Ray Ellington.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman and started talking. Went to a tavern to get a few nips, and all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. Yes. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have parted. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. The lights were burning low. There in the tavern went through the swing door. I popped her father, he said, I saw you win. You kissed my daughter, got to win her right now. Oh, face the slaughter. I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry or face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. A mint julep, one mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't want to bore you with all my troubles, but from now on I'll be thinking double, and I'll buy roses and maybe tulips. I've got too much trouble from buying tulips. I don't remember just how we started, but all I know is we should have parted. I'm in tulip, I'm in tulip, I'm in tulip, I'm in tulip. One mint tulip, yes, one mint tulip was the cause of me.
At last, my experiment went off beautifully. The fog disappeared like magic, never to return. No more fog, Eccles. Just think of it. They'll make me Lord Seagoon, and you'll be Lady Eccles. Oh, wonderful day, wonderful day. And listen, listen to the bells, Eccles. This is Seagoon's day. And the crowd, listen to them. Open the window. Come on, open the window and let them see me. Thank you! Thank you!
I don't want to say anything, but the streets are deserted.
Seagoon bathed in the limelight of public acclaim as the cleanser of London. It was indeed a pleasure to sit in London's parks and read a copy of the Radio Times. This pleasure was available to all for three whole days. Then...
Just think, Eccles. In this very little government-sponsored laboratory, our triumph was achieved. By Jove, it's getting dark early. It's only 2 o'clock.
Yeah, if I wasn't with you, I'd say it was fog. Oh.
Fog? But it can't be. It can't be. It can't be.
Oh, no, there's somebody smoking heavy. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
What are my notes?
Oh, they've gone. Major Bloodnock took them.
Took them? Where?
He left London Airport a week ago with them.
I don't like this, Eccles. I smell a rat.
I don't want to worry, Nettie, but I can't smell anything.
I want you to get a sample of that fog.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll get a bucket. Hold on.
Just open the window, you idiot. I want to analyze it. Close the window.
While Ned Seagoon is analyzing the fog, 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Green Slade. And now, Fog Chapter 8, The Awakening.
I've got it, Eccles! By Jove, now it all fits in. This isn't fog, neither is it smog. This is forog.
Oh.
Yes, foreign fog, you see? It's been manufactured abroad and shipped here.
I wonder how much duty there is to pay.
This is serious, Eccles, serious stuff.
Is it, yeah?
Major Bloodnock has obviously sold my notes to Nelson. I must get to the House of Commons with the news. I have grave news concerning our beloved London.
Speak up, man. Let's have it now.
This is not fog enveloping us.
What about the tea?
Nay. It is fog. A kind of fog manufactured in foreign parts.
Never heard of it.
Gentlemen, please. This fog is being sponsored by the statues of London.
It's a trick to get work.
No! Major Bradnock in the War Office has told me himself. Oh,
shut him up.
Prepared.
Shut that gun up.
Now, Seagoon lad, have you placed all the bricks in the right holes and the right squares?
Stop this nonsense. I don't know what's the matter with you all. I demand to see the authorities.
Of course you will be able to see them in a short while. They are collecting evidence at the minute.
I don't understand what this is all about.
Good morning, Dr. Moriarty.
And good morning to you, Dr. Eidelberger. And this here is little Ned Seagoon, eh?
Doctor, have they examined the forog?
They have. It's turned out to be fog.
It's not. It's not, I tell you. It's forog.
Yes. Take it easy now.
Did you find Major Bloodnock?
Yes, we have checked with the War Office records and find there is no such man of that name ever existed.
Huh? But Go to my government-sponsored laboratory, and you'll see his name in the visitor's book.
Yes, yes, we've checked with that address you gave us, but there is no laboratory there. It is an old bomb site.
Honestly, there is a laboratory. There must be a laboratory. As true as my name is Ned Seagoon.
Ah, that's another point. There is no such person as Ned Seagoon. I just put these little squares in.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secom, and Spike Milligan, with arranged quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Eric Sykes and Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.